You are listening to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and I believe that when we make our own food from base ingredients, our bodies will thank us. I want to help you with the skills, the knowledge, and most importantly, the confidence you need to make food at home in your own kitchen on your terms to fit your body. So every week, I share a health topic or a recipe or both, which will take you on a journey to effortless cooking step by step. And you can always find the topics and recipes in writing on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. Welcome back to the From Scratch Body. It kind of seems like what's evolving this year is that my mission for you guys is to make your home cooking and my own home cooking more stress-free, well, as stress-free as possible, as easy, as enjoyable, and as accessible as possible to keep us actually realistically going back into the kitchen and cooking food from scratch. So this week, what I really wanted to talk to you about is authenticity when you're cooking. Does authenticity matter? I want to share my thoughts on this, which have evolved a bit in the last year or two. You know how you have conversations with people, it's a great topic of conversation. You know, that's not actually how you do a real insert dish here, carbonara, bolognese, curry, etc. And I think talking about real versions of famous dishes, it can simply be a topic of conversation. It's a super interesting one. You know, food is fun to talk about. It can get us all more connected with the cultures that some of our favorite meals come from, the techniques and the methods, and even ingredients that we hadn't considered. However, if you are not a super confident cook, you may feel that the worry of making the tabloid version of a dish won't live up to people's expectations. This may not be such a problem if you're just cooking for your family or for your partner, but if you are making something for a dinner party or even just having, you know, family or your in-laws over for dinner or something, it might be something that can hold you back. So I'm here to tell you today that as a home cook, you don't have to worry about authenticity at all. This is my own personal opinion. No one is going to come and arrest you if you put some chicken in your Greek salad, okay? If your bolognese hasn't simmered on the stove all day or for 3 days, or if your curry actually has curry leaves in it or not. All that matters when you cook from home is that the process is as enjoyable as possible and that you and whoever else eats the food that you've made will enjoy the result and that your bodies will enjoy it too. You can take inspiration from every corner of the world and you can make it your own completely. You can even call it a Mexican, you know, whatever dish without having to research whether that's actually something that they make and eat in Mexico. If you love it and your family knows that you're what you're referring to, then fantastic. That's all you need. Making food from scratch takes effort, it takes thought, but it is not a test for you to pass. Please remember that. Some of you might have a different reaction to this than just feeling relief. You might think that this is a bit ignorant and a bit dismissive of me. Do I not understand why certain dishes are made a specific way or how much culture and history there is connected to different types of cuisine? Absolutely, I do. Absolutely. But I also think that the less restriction that we have around what's allowed to do when cooking, the kinder we will be with ourselves when making something at home, especially for the first time, and the more prepared we will be to experiment and actually tune in with what we love to eat and what our bodies are wanting. So follow your taste buds, follow your intuition, and allow yourself to go a bit off script. Now, on the flip side of this, we can learn a lot from the odd bit of education on authentic recipes. For example, every time I make my carbonara sauce for someone new, it seems that they are surprised that there is no cream in it. Now, if you love cream in your carbonara sauce, by all means, you know, going back to what I've just said to you, keep making it that way. But I personally find an authentic carbonara sauce, which you can find on my website, easier and tastier, and it is arguably cheaper and healthier too. I've had carbonara with cream served to me in a supposedly fancy restaurant, and that I don't find acceptable, because then you're getting something different to what you thought you ordered. And they, you know, a restaurant has a different responsibility to authenticity than what you do at home. Now, maybe looking up what they do eat in Mexico will give you some super new ideas for cooking and really inspire you. I remember when I watched, I can't remember what season it was of MasterChef, but they, I think it's the four finalists, they will always go to a different country for one episode at the end of the show. And they went to Mexico and I was so insanely inspired by the Mexican street food that they were taught to make there. So absolutely, you can learn about a different culture and what they actually eat rather than our sort of simplified versions of it that we're used to. So it can really inspire you. And, you know, maybe ditching the chicken and doing an actual Greek salad will make you realize that it doesn't need that addition and that there's a very good reason why it is a famous salad just the way it is. You can learn so much from authenticity. And to conclude my thoughts on this, if authenticity can help you and it's something you love learning about and discussing, then fantastic. You can find so much inspiration from other cultures. You can have some amazing culinary experiences in your own home, both in the making and in the eating of the food. But I really recommend that you don't let authenticity be a prison for you. Allow your own spin on things and don't take that stuff too seriously. When you're already making such a great commitment to cooking your own food at home. And just to finish off with, I mentioned this to my husband that I wanted to talk about this on the podcast. And he said, we were talking about it over breakfast, and he said, you know what? If a Domino's Texas barbecue can call itself a pizza. And that did make me laugh. Yes, if that is the case, if a Domino's Texas barbecue is a pizza, then whatever you make at home can be whatever you want to call it. So do just remember that. I'd love to know your thoughts on authenticity, though. Do you disagree with me? Do you think this is a bad approach? Or do you have a favorite non-authentic dish? Or do you have an example of where authenticity is very important? Do let me know in the comments below this article on the website, or you can message me on Instagram. I'm at the From Scratch Body. I'd love to hear from you. You can also email me at live@thefromscratchbody.com with thoughts on this or any other thoughts on what you'd like me to talk about. Thank you for listening. I will be here next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. There are tons of recipes for you to try on my website, my YouTube channel, and also on social media channels. Just search for the From Scratch Body and you'll find me. Save useful topics and inspiration for the future, and try to have fun and experiment when you cook at home. And remember, cook from scratch and your body will thank you. I'll catch you next week.